Day 77. High chairs versus high chairs.
You know, Patrick, we talked a bit about the stress patterns within words a few sessions ago, but we haven't said anything yet about the pronunciation of compounds and what gets stressed or not.
Well, is there anything special about them? I mean, horseshoes, dream room, cancer cure, veggie burger, doghouse. They're all pretty heavy on the first word.
True. But what about, say, ice cold, spring fever, clam chowder, fur coat, and tons more like that?
Okay. I guess there's more to it.
Yes. So what do you notice about the stress patterns of these two items, civil servant and loyal servant?
What do I notice? Looks like the patterns are the same.
But are they the same kind of construction? Compound, for example.
I guess so, Marta.
You've got a case of compounditis, Patrick. What does loyal servant mean?
A servant who's loyal, I guess.
And civil servant?
A servant who's civ... No, that can't be. A civil servant is a member of the civil service. So civil servant and loyal servant are probably different kinds of constructions.
Even though they have the same stress pattern. That's the kind of deduction I was hoping for. So what makes them different?
Well, I guess loyal servant is the common adjective plus noun pattern, like big house, yellow flower, funny person. But civil servant, I don't know.
But you've already identified the connection between civil servant and civil service.
Ah, of course. The first is derived from the second. And they're both compounds, not adjective plus noun.
Yes, but often you find that adjective plus noun have evolved into a compound. Take the example of a chair that's high, which we would of course refer to as a high chair, adjective plus noun, or nominal phrase to be precise. Some might call a bar stool a high chair.
And I think I know what you're leading up to, Marta.
Which is?
That over time, the nominal phrase high chair, the kind of chair that an infant sits in at the dinner table, has evolved into the one-word compound high chair.
Yes, and similar, for example, to the nominal phrase, blue bird, or a bird that's blue, eventually becoming, I'm guessing, the species bluebird, which is a compound.
Is that anything like the contrast between the U.S. Department of State and the compound State Department?
Sure is. And consider this, Patrick. We tend to think of the words street and avenue having close to the same meaning, but give them a name, say, 7th, and what happens?
What happens? Okay, 7th Street, 7th Avenue. Ah, both of them compounds, but with different stress patterns?
Very likely. But the linguistic jury might still be out on that.